In brief, summer 2016. In this edition, you will find a hello from TB Licensing and information on the law change. We are also on the road with the Confederation of Community Groups and answering your questions. Twitter reveals shows worth the license fee. The Night Manager, The Hunt and Happy Valley are among the UK's most valued TV programmes, TB Licensing has found. A tally of all the worth the license fee Twitter mentions over the past year revealed more than 300 individual BBC programmes and services were linked to the value of the license fee. The phrase, used more than 12,000 times, demonstrates which programmes, services, presenters or actors license fee payers truly value in relation to the cost of their annual license fee. The Night Manager, which had everyone hooked on the antics of Tom Hiddleston and Hugh Laurie, proved to be the most popular with Twitter users, taking first place for 492 unique mentions of a TV series. Sir David Attenborough's documentary series The Hunt also claimed one of the top spots, with more than 570 Twitter users declaring the programme, or the broader work of the veteran broadcaster, worth their licence fee alone. Almost 1,000 viewers tweeted their appreciations of nature documentaries more widely, while 14% of all worth the license fee sentiment related to drama programmes. Happy Valley, the crime drama filmed and set in the Calder Valley, was the third most mentioned show. The data provides a unique insight into the value of the license fee and shows audiences understand the cost and scale involved in creating TV content. Jason Hill, spokesperson for TV Licensing, said, "Twitter is a powerful way of sharing your appreciation of your favourite show, and the data indicates just how important these landmark TV shows are to licence fee payers. The licence fee is used to fund the BBC's programmes and services, and it's interesting to note people still engage with these shows in real time. Despite changes in new ways of watching, more than 95% of all viewing is live, with license fee payers covered to watch on their TV, phones or tablets."
Summer of sport. From the nail-biting European Championships to Wimbledon and the Rio Olympics, this summer has been bursting with remarkable sport. It's been a time for communities across the UK to come together to cheer on their heroes. TV Licensing and the National Association for Voluntary and Community Action have been working together to remind community groups and charities to check they were correctly licensed to share the spectacular sporting TV coverage as it happened. TV Licensing produced a guide for community groups, which answers common questions asked by groups and includes information about holding one-off live viewing events and refunds. With many people watching the coverage at work, TV Licensing has also produced a workplace viewing guide to keep people informed about the rules for when watching live TV in the workplace. For information about licensing requirements for community groups, please visit tvlicensing.co.uk/community-info. A license will be needed for BBC iPlayer. A change in the law means as of the 1st of September 2016, a license will be needed to download or watch BBC programmes on demand, including catch-up TV, on BBC iPlayer. This news is particularly important for students, as research by TV Licensing has revealed iPlayer is the most popular catch-up platform used by students, ahead of sites such as YouTube and services including Netflix. The survey confirms a majority of students now regularly watch on-demand programmes, with 2 in 3 viewing catch-up TV. With less than a quarter of students taking a TV with them to university, online viewing on mobile devices has become the favoured way of consuming catch-up TV content. Watching TV remains an integral part of university life, with 84% of students finding it gives them the chance to relax on their own, and more than half citing TV viewing as a great opportunity to unwind with friends. To find more information and the answers to the most frequently asked questions about the TV licence and the change in the law, visit tvlicensing.co.uk/iPlayerInfo. Equality and diversity update. Together with our partners, TV Licensing continues to drive a number of diversity and inclusion improvements. We recently launched a training package for TV Licensing visiting officers, aimed at helping them identify and respond appropriately to vulnerable or disabled customers they encounter during visits. The TV Licensing Contact Centre ran an Equality and Diversity Awareness Month in May as part of an ongoing program to maintain awareness among staff. We're working towards compliance with the Welsh language standards, including adding a message to our communications to inform customers we welcome calls and correspondence in Welsh.
Hello from TV Licensing. There have been some significant changes since our last edition. In the White Paper, which was published in May, the government announced plans to close the so-called iPlayer loophole. As our story notes, from the 1st of September 2016, a change in the law means you need to be covered by a TV licence to download or watch BBC programmes on demand, including catch-up TV, on BBC iPlayer. This applies to all devices, including a smart TV, desktop computer or laptop, mobile phone, tablet, digital box or games console. I sent round a policy news email on the topic. If you didn't receive it but would like a copy, please contact me. We can also provide copies of the short information leaflet if you would like to order these for your organisation. It was great to see many of you at the recent IMA, Institute of Money Advisors, conference in Manchester, and NASMA, the National Association of Student Money Advisors conference in Solihull. We will also have a stand at the Advice UK conference in October, so do come over and say hello. Around the country, we have been working with several groups providing valuable advice and support in local communities. These include Money Lifeline Basingstoke, Jobs and Business Glasgow, Fairways Independent Living in Northern Ireland, Racial Equality Council in Wales, and many other organisations. We are always keen to work with local organisations, and if you think you could benefit from working with us, please contact me on campaignoffice@tvlicensing.co.uk for further information. I hope you enjoyed this edition of In Brief. Please do get in touch if you have any feedback or suggestions for the next newsletter. If you'd like more information on the iPlayer changes, please visit tvlicensing.co.uk/iPlayerinfo. Dan Higgins, Editor, In Brief.